World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Noe.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. People across Britain paused for a minute of silence in memory of the only monarch that many of them have known. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The hands at Big Ben marked 8 p.m. without playing its usual bell. Mourners outside Buckingham Palace stood in silence, with their heads bowed to show respect to the late Queen. As the minute ended, the crowd erupted into respectful applause. Inside Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state, the usual stream of mourners stopped moving to observe the minute in deep silence. A King's Guard banged his sword on the ground to mark the end. The minute of reflection comes on the eve of the Queen's state funeral, a historic moment of national mourning that will also see the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. Karen Shamus, London.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden paid respects at Queen Elizabeth II's coffin as thousands of police, hundreds of British troops, and an army of officials made final preparations for the Queen's state funeral. That funeral on Monday at Westminster Abbey is a spectacular display of national mourning that will also be the biggest gathering of the world's leaders for years. Also late Sunday, authorities closed a miles-long queue for people to see the Queen lying in state. A bus reportedly taking 47 people to COVID-19 quarantine in China crashed, killing 27, injuring 20 others. Police said the bus overturned before dawn Sunday on an expressway in a province without mentioning any connection to quarantine. Chinese business news outlets say that officials confirmed reports that the passengers were epidemic-related people and being taken from the provincial capital to a county about 125 miles away. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised his country that there would be no let-up in the counteroffensive that has reclaimed towns and cities from Russian troops as shelling continued Sunday across a wide stretch of Ukraine. Zelensky ran through a list of towns that Ukraine has taken back in its lightning push across the northeast. Ukraine's military command said its forces secured the eastern bank of the Oskil River on Saturday. That river, which flows south from Russia into Ukraine, had been a natural break in the newly emerged front line since Kyiv's counteroffensive began. World leaders have been gathering at the United Nations this week under the shadow of Europe's first major conflict since World War II. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the fighting it produced has sparked a global food crisis and a division among major powers not seen since the Cold War at a time of increasing international turbulence. Many facets of the war in Ukraine are expected to dominate the annual General Assembly meeting. It's taking place as many countries across the globe are also confronting inequality, an escalating climate crisis, the threat of multiple famines, and increasing misinformation and hate speech. Hurricane Fiona has struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Fiona unleashed landslides, knocked out the power grid, and ripped up asphalt from roads and flung around the pieces. Forecasters said the storm would cause massive flooding and threatened to dump historic levels of rain, with up to 30 inches possible in eastern and southern Puerto Rico. Fiona hit just 2 days before the five-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria, a devastating storm that caused nearly 3,000 deaths. Fiona also washed away a bridge in the central mountain town of Utuado that police say was installed by the National Guard after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says the discovery of top-secret documents at former U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate raised concerns that sensitive data was compromised, and he calls it irresponsible. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, the aired Sunday, Biden said he has not asked for any specifics because he doesn't want to get himself in the middle of whether or not the Justice Department should move or not move on certain actions they could take. The FBI served a court-authorized search warrant at Trump's Florida home on August 8th. Agents took about 11,000 documents, including roughly 100 with classification markings found in a storage room in an office. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.